You're listening to the DX Audio Service for May 1996. I'm Fred Bobe. The Triple J's have so much information for us on Side 1. I'll delay the address and telephone number information to Side 2. So right now, here's one of the J's. Here's Jerry.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Well, this month, we're saved. Sort of, anyway. As a follow-up to our comments last issue in reference to the FCC's decision to no longer release specific information, it now appears that they are at least posting the full information on their online database weekly, so we will eventually be able to get the complete information to you. The only problem is that this will delay the information getting to you by an issue or so. Fortunately, this is information that is not time-critical. On this tape, you should find most of the data that was missing on the April tape. Of course, the old system where the FCC provided all this data directly in the public notices was still the best, but for now, we at least are able to eventually provide you with the full information that you need. Let's move on to reference number 383. Some call letter changes on 850 KMTT Tacoma, Washington becomes KHHO. On 1250 KTIM Wickenburg, Arizona changing to KBSZ. 1310 WCJM West Point, Georgia becomes WPLV. 1320 WWWB Greensboro, North Carolina changing to a call much easier to say, WTCK. And on 1400 WJRV in Loretto, Pennsylvania becomes WEBG. Applications for two stations. We told you about these last month. We now have the information. 830 Palmetto, Georgia. The application is for 50,000 watts day, 250 watts night, and a U4 antenna. And on 1160, the Clarcona, Florida station would be 450 watts in the daytime, 250 watts at night with a non-directional antenna day and night. That would be U1. This application, by the way, is mutually exclusive with the license renewal for WKFL, the 1170 station on the adjacent channel in nearby Bushnell, Florida. And on 1180, application for a new station in Payne, Georgia, that would be 50,000 watts daytime, 2,200 watts night. The antenna would be U4. One new station was granted. Actually, it's a new old station in Gunnison, Colorado on 1490, 1,000 watts day and night with a U1 antenna. This is actually a reactivation of the old Gunnison facility, which went silent and was allowed to expire last year. A successful petition for reconsideration has resulted in the reinstatement of this expired facility. Note that the reinstatement was accompanied by the issuing of a sequentially assigned call, KAON, that we mentioned last month, and that has been changed to KPKE, which is the call the station had before it was deleted. So technically it's a new station, but actually it's a reactivation of one that has been silent for a while. Moving on to less confusing issues, applications from existing facilities, 850 WRAF in Ridgefield, Connecticut, would like to go full-time by adding 500 watts at night. On 860 KARS, Berlin, New Mexico, would like to add their night-only synchronous transmitter in the city of Albuquerque with 100 watts non-directional at night. 870 WGTL, Kannapolis, North Carolina, would like to add a synchronous transmitter in Rock Hill, South Carolina, with 400 watts and a D1 antenna. Now, this was listed by the FCC as a new station rather than a synchro a few months ago, so make this change if you jotted it down when we gave it to you the first time. But here's something even more interesting. On the latest FCC database update, WGTL is shown as authority to operate terminated and call letters deleted. So stay tuned for more information on this one. On 1060, WMAP Monroe, North Carolina, would like to add a synchronous transmitter in Lancaster with a power of 400 watts, a D1 antenna. 1190, KXKS Albuquerque, New Mexico, wants to go full-time by adding 24 watts at night. And on 1490, WBCB in Levittown, Pennsylvania, they would like to add a synchronous transmitter also in the city of Levittown, 530 watts daytime, 1,000 watts night, and a U1 antenna. Those were applications, so those are maybes. These are grants, and these are for sures. 1340 KTIK in Nampa, Idaho will move to 1350 kilohertz with 5,000 watts day, 600 watts night, and a U2 antenna. 1560 WSQR Sycamore, Illinois will become full-time by adding 17 watts at night. Their antenna becomes U1. Moving on to otherness, many items of interest on 670 KLDC in Commerce City, Colorado. Brand new station in the Denver Metro is on the air. Their first day was March the 20th. They have a religious format. on 1000 WCMX, Lewminster, Massachusetts. This silent station is back on the air. 1010 KSYG, Little Rock, Arkansas, has gone silent. 1030 WNTL, Indian Head, Maryland, is silent. On 1110 WCKO in Norfolk, Virginia, this silent station once again back on the air. 1130 KTMR, Edna, Texas, is silent. On 1230 KWYZ in Everett, Washington, back on the air. 1450 KSIW in Woodward, Oklahoma, is silent. 1450 WLPM in Suffolk, Virginia. Well, you can scratch this one out. This long silent station has had its license canceled. The call letters have been deleted. 1490 KOKC Guthrie, Oklahoma. Add this to the list of stations that are relaying KTRT, the 1270 station in Claremore, Oklahoma. 1550 WWBH, New Smyrna Beach, Florida, just south of Daytona Beach. This station also has been canceled and the call deleted. It's been silent for quite a few years. 1560 KQIX, Joplin, Missouri, is silent. They had a fire at their studio and transmitter site. 1570 WRHD in Riverhead, New York, is silent. 1580 WUIV in Eichard Township, North Carolina, another long silent station that has had its license canceled and its call letters deleted. 1590 KIRS, Sun Valley, Nevada, this silent station is back on the air. By now, everyone has probably heard the new 1640 station in Vallejo, California. It's KXBT, operating here as well as their primary frequency of 1190 kilohertz. This station, so far, at least as the time we tape this, is still a big mystery. This operation seems to be in direct opposition to the FCC directive that no stations other than WJDM would be authorized to operate in the expanded band until the new allocation plan was completed, and this has not happened as of yet. Also, the FCC shows no grant or STA for this operation, and the industry press has been totally silent, which is very strange considering all the hoopla that was in the press when WJDM moved to 1660. Now, KXBT was granted a move to 1620 in the original expanded band plan, but of course that was scrapped along with the rest of the original allocations. A person named Eric Brown, who answers the phone at KXBT, would say only that the FCC authorized this station about 2 weeks before it came on the air. If that is so, this may have set some sort of an engineering record for getting a new station on. They are running 10,000 day, 1,000 night with a U1 antenna, which is pretty standard for the stations that will be coming into the expanded band. We're sure we'll hear more about that later on. And finally, for this tape anyway, we move on to reference number 384. Plenty of call letter changes on 850 CFVR in Abbotsford, British Columbia, becomes CKMA. 940 KTWN Texarkana, Texas, changing to KTFS. On 960 WQLE in Kane, Pennsylvania, well, they never went to that call. That call change was set aside, and they remain with their old call, WKZA. 980 WCVT, Rossville, Georgia, becomes WLMX. 1030 WXSS, Memphis, Tennessee. It goes from a gospel format to a sports format and puts this new call letter change on the air. Their new call, WSSV. 1140 KSSQ Conroe, Texas, becomes KCHC. 1150 WCNX Middleton, Connecticut, becomes WCTX. On 1200 WTLQ in Pine Island Center, Florida, another call change that has been set aside. This station retains its old call of WDCQ. We'll have one more of those later on. On 1220 KRGO in Fowler, California, becomes KQEQ. 1300 WKXI in Jackson, Mississippi. This is one half of a call letter swap. We'll get to the other half in just a second. They will become WOAD. 1360 KCMG, Mountain Grove, Missouri, becomes KELE. 1380 WQHK, Fort Wayne, Indiana, becomes Radio Hollywood, WHWD. And 1400, here's that other half of the swap, WOAD, Jackson, Mississippi, becomes WKXI. 1410 KRRV Alexandria, Louisiana, becomes KDBS. 1440 KICI Denton, Texas, changing to KINF. Also on 1440 WASE in Herndon, Virginia, another call change that never took place. That was set aside. The station remains with the call WRHX. 1490 KKND Tucson, Arizona becomes KFFN. Also on 1490 WRLD West Point, Georgia changing to WDWZ. And on 1520 WRAI in San Juan, Puerto Rico becomes WVOZ. Several applications of interest on 1320 WKPG, Port Gibson, Mississippi, would like to move to 1020 kilohertz with 1,000 watts and a D1 antenna. And on 1600 WNGA in Nashville, Georgia, they would like to move to 770 kilohertz with 5,000 watts and a D1 antenna. Now, this corrects a typo from the FCC. Originally, when they released this information, they gave that frequency as 750 kilohertz. That was just about the time the log was printed, and so the log says 750. If you have a log, change that to 770. Several grants of interest on 1110 WJML Petoskey, Michigan goes full-time by adding a low night power, 28 watts at night. Rather unusual, they have a separate antenna pattern for their night power. Normally, when a station adds a low night power like this, they use whatever mode they use in the daytime. But in the case of WJML, they are now U4. And on 1510 KFNN in Mesa, Arizona, in addition to raising their day power to 22,000 watts, they go full-time by adding 100 watts at night. Their antenna will be U4. Moving on into otherness, a note first, as we continue to sweep the FCC's online database, we're finding more and more stations missing from the database. This would seem to indicate these licenses have been canceled and the calls deleted, although the FCC never issued this information formally in a public notice. As before, we urge members who may be located near any of these facilities to send us their observations on the status of these stations. Those in question are 700 WREH Reston, Virginia, 740 KWNT Buckley, Washington, 1000 WJHH Soperton, Georgia, also 1000 WSPF Hickory, North Carolina. On 1040 WJOR St. Joseph, Tennessee, 1050 KTEZ Slayton, Texas, 1080 WJOE Port St. Joe, Florida, 1110 WYIC Noblesville, Indiana, 1270 KWKI Big Spring, Texas, 1280 KRAN Morton, Texas. On 1290 WDGS New Albany, Indiana, also 1290 KSRC Socorro, New Mexico, 1300 KAKC Fairbanks, Alaska, 1300 WRXR Aiken, South Carolina, 1320 KQIQ Lemoore, California, also 1320 KAVI Rocky Ford, Colorado, 1360 WDXI Mansfield, Louisiana, 1370 KMAP South St. Paul, Minnesota, 1380 WKTJ Farmington, Maine. On 1410 KLEV Cleveland, Texas, on 1500 WKXT Sardis, Mississippi, 1530 KXRQ Truman, Arkansas, also 1530 WJNS Yazoo City, Mississippi, 1580 WZFL Centerville, Mississippi, 1590 WACD Alexander City, Alabama, and 1600 KKLD Cottonwood, Arizona. Those are all stations now missing from the FCC's database. If you know anything about those, pass that along to us. And some other stations in otherness that are not there because they're gone, fortunately, 930 WPAT Patterson, New Jersey. This station is now relaying WADO, the 1280 Spanish speaker in New York. 1140 CFXL in Calgary, Alberta. Their move to FM has been granted. However, this frequency may not go silent. CHRB, the 1280 station in High River, Alberta, is expected to apply to move to 1140. On 1250 WLEM Emporium, Pennsylvania, their construction permit to move to 650, which has been around for years and years, has finally been canceled. The station will stay on 1250. 1450 WCIE Spring Lake, North Carolina, this silent station is back on the air, and they are now relaying WMFA, the 1400 station in Rayford, North Carolina. 1470 KNFL Tremonton, Utah, this station is silent. And 1490 The Wolf WOLF in Syracuse, New York, we receive a report that this station is also silent. Speaking of silent, that's what we're about to become. We're all out of information for the May edition of the DX Audio Service, but plenty more info is coming. One of my favorite features of the audio service is next. It's Travelogue. It's John Bowker. It's now. Whoopee!
Travelogue. He's got his recorders running. The doors are locked and he's gone.
Moving on.
He's looking forward to another summer of fun.
You know some people are lazy like
rather be laying but taking it easy.
But that
that's not John.
Big John Bowker,
always moving on.
He's out there working on the travelogue.
Working on the travelogue, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks, Jim Snowbarger. Hello again, everybody. Hey, wait a minute. Jim comes after me, so I must be all done. Huh. Wonder if I enjoyed it. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. I may be getting old, but there's no way I could forget putting together our monthly travelogue get-together, so I'll just assume it was Jim that was off his rocker. Although that was a pretty neat job he did, I must admit. So today, anyway, we're going to start, even with or without Jim. Hey, by the way, Jerry, hi. Glad to see you, too. We're going to start the 1330 bevy of stations from all across this land. And since things are being done backwards, we're going to do things backwards, at least for a month or two. See how it works out. We're going to start our regional 1330 station program in the state of Washington and work our way east, just to see how far we get. On the May 1996 DX Audio Service Travelogue for 1330.
Here's your latest weather update from KMBI. Right now it's 73 outside our studios here on the South Hill. At 1 o'clock, you are listening to KMBI or KMBI FM Spokane.
Thank you for listening to KMBI for your prayers and supporting your local translator operation.
That's kind of nice. Okay, let's move westward. Westward for the only time today in to the Puget Sound.
We play new gold, cool gold, real gold. We are the Country Gold Network. KJUN Puyallup, KBLV Bellevue, KTOL Lacey, KENU Enumclaw, and now KWYZ Everett, the Country Gold Network.
By the way, of all of those, it was KENU in Enumclaw that was at 1330. That network, by the way, of stations, I believe has now disbanded. Maybe somebody can correct me, although, you know, we're going to be up that way in July. Okay, let's see. Son John picked up this next ID out of Portland.
The one on the floor looks anemic. However, that will change.
Yeah. Times are coming. Good morning, everybody. Here's the news update on KUPL AM and FM. Portland is news, the service of Magnolia Hi-Fi. Some Oregon voters seeking to nullify last year's re-election of Republican Senator Bob Packer.
You know, that's our one stop in Oregon this month. So southward we go to hear what Mark Marino recorded for us several years ago.
Thanks for listening to K-Love Radio. KSKD, Sweet Home Corvallis, Salem. KRDG, Redding. KJET, Kingsburg, Fresno. KRVC, Medford. KXDA, Chowchilla, Merced. KLVM, Prunedale, Salinas. And KLVR, Santa Rosa.
You know, of all of those, it was KRDG in Redding that we were listening for at 1330. So, hey, this frequency is full of those, isn't it? This next station featured all classical music once, and just as recently as 1950.
Southern California's original station for classical music, 92.3 KFAC, FM and AM, Los Angeles. It's 4 o'clock, and a good afternoon to you. I'm Rich Caparella with you on this Friday.
That call sign's now gone, replaced by these call letters. This recording provided to us by Ron Clark by satellite.
This is KWKW 1330, Los Angeles.
Oh, boy. And here next is another well-remembered station.
Tucson's best hit music, AM 1330, KHYT, South Tucson.
13KHYT.
But as so often happens, they sold out and changed to...
You're listening to KMRR, 1330 AM, South Tucson, the new way to relax.
You know, a couple of hundred miles to the north and just across the New Mexico border into the state of enchantment, isn't that what they call New Mexico these days? We come to Gallup.
West Maloney and Gallup, where you actually save money on tires.
It's
WGAK Gallup, 12 o'clock, CBS.
There's a problem in an annual government survey reported by Barry Bagnato in Washington.
Drug use in general is leveling off.
I love that. Oh, well. Hey, we'll take a giant leap to the north now, and to the east a little bit, as we go up into North Dakota.
For news and information is 1330 KDRQ Wishick, North Dakota.
Winds continue to diminish as it moves inland over Louisiana. Forecasters say the strongest gusts are now at 65 miles an hour.
We're going to go down into Steve Bauer's territory
Kathy
for this next ID.
This morning brought to you by Don Smith Dodge on Most Music Radio, 13 Country KFH in Wichita. At 7:30 and with news, here's Jeannie Morgan. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning, Hooter. Dry grass and gusty winds made it a less than enjoyable 4th of July for the Wichita Fire.
Oh, boy. Now, if you're following our routing here, we're going to skip right over the state of Oklahoma. Because there are no 1330 stations in the entire state of Oklahoma.
Where you should definitely look for the dragon.
Radio KDOK in Tyler. We're on the go in 1330.
That recording goes back to 1990. And in Tyler today...
hour of good time, fun time music on K-Gold, KGLD, Tyler.
You know, last I heard, though, KGLD was silent. I don't know if that's still true or not. However, we're going to move down the Gulf Coast of Texas and just south of Corpus Christi.
This is the all-new KINE 1330, Kingsville, Corpus Christi. La Tejanita.
Okay, let's move north to Cameron, Texas. That's a city that lies just a short way outside of Austin. And you're going to hear a little of Dale Hamm's touch on this next ID, I can tell you.
Wrapping up an hour of country Christmas here on Afternoon Radio from KMIL in Cameron. Like to say hi to John Balk of the National Radio Club from Personality Radio for all of Central Texas, KMIL in Cameron.
All right, Dale. Goodness sakes. Okay, we're going to move now eastward into the Pelican State. You think I'm kidding? I'm not.
From the heart of the Cajun Quarter, we're laughing at Golden Channel, Stereo 1330.
Okay, we're going to go next way up north and listen to a sequence of station breaks. All from the same transmitter.
Join us soon for music through the night. It comes your way on KSJN, St. Paul, Minneapolis, 1330.
This is KSJN, Minneapolis, St. Paul. And now the news live from London.
BBC World Service. The news, read by Mel Oxley. Mr. Gorbachev is going to Washington in December.
I love that. That lasted until 1989.
Regular guests Chris Farrell and Erica Whitlinger on
this.
Sound Money. Saturdays at 10, repeated Sunday afternoons at 1.
On KNOW 91.1 FM and 1330 AM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities News and Information Station of Minnesota Public Radio. Welcome to Fresh Air with your host, Terry Gross.
Okay, Mark Strickett got us that one, by the way. Oh, and just recently, Skip Dabblestein sent us one from Minneapolis. And Skip, while I'm thinking of it, thanks very much for the tape you sent me at the beginning of April.
Dominic at the editor's desk. It's coming up now on the top of the hour. Nonstop news 24 hours a day. This is the news station.
Nonstop news and information. 1330 WMNN, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Network News, I'm John Bisney. Some officials at the Bosnia peace talks near Dayton, Ohio, say relations between Balkan leaders there are tense.
We're going to head east out of the Twin Cities at this point.
AM 1330 Radio, WHBL, Sheboygan's religious programming continues this morning, but first a weather update.
Current Sheboyganary temperature stands at 1 degree.
Oh, my goodness.
Our religious programming continues with the Christian Science Theme.
Okay. Now, here's a sequence for you. The first one was taped in 1978. And then Mark Strickert in 1994 got this one.
Right straight down. Boone's going to go out. Let's pause. 10 seconds for station identification on the White Sox Radio Network.
You're listening to the home of White Sox baseball, 1330 AM, WYVR, Rockford.
Now Boone on his way back behind the plate.
And then a year ago, we were up that way, and here's what we got.
1330 AM, WRRR, Rockford.
That's right. They returned. Well, downstate a bit, just south of the Quad Cities.
Willie Nelson on AM 1330. It's 10 o'clock.
For News Weather Farm, stay tuned to your information station, WRAM, Monmouth, Illinois, AM 1330.
Good morning, 73 degrees in downtown Monmouth. I'm Tom Peterson.
And now yet another lengthy sequence of IDs, and all of these from the same radio towers over a number of years.
On Chicago Carousel from 1330 Radio, WEAW in Evanston. On with music.
Okay, and that became...
I'm Walter Picard at AM 1330, WPRZ. Evanston.
Thank you, Madeline. The news with Madeline Picard has been brought to you by Skokie Trust.
Okay, we kept several jingles from them when they changed call letters in 1987.
WSSY, Evanston, Chicago.
Okay, I got the devil from one of the listeners. Dear, from Miami Beach, I won't say who. Oh, goodness. But anyway, he said, don't talk over the jingles. Is that better? 1990.
AM 1330, WKPA, Evanston, Northbrook, Chicago, a Polet Communications Limited broadcast company.
Prosím, slušal si on trúdku na naše väzi je Petr Jovanič, hlavný odborník radio programa.
You see, at that point, their hometown football team started winning games, so maybe they'll stay WKTA for a while. I don't know. Okay, we're going to go over to I-74, just east of the state capital of the Hoosier State.
Radio stations you can be proud of. This is WTRE, AM and FM, Greensburg, Indiana.
Oh, yeah. And down along the Ohio River?
Dropping back is Dan Fouts. And throws to Charlie Joyner, diving catch at the 21-yard line, first and 10. Charlie Joyner with his patented diving catch at the 21.
You're listening to AM 1330, WKKR, Evansville.
For Charlie Joyner.
Okay, that station also changed call letters back in the earlier 1980s.
To Focus on the Family, always mention that you hear the program on WVHI. In Evansville, Central Standard Time at 6:30, the Light for Living broadcast is next.
Oh, no. Aha, I knew it. This next one. We just had to have an all-sports station somewhere along the line today, and here it is.
You're never more than 20 minutes from a sports update on 1330 WTRX Flint and 1440 WMAX Bay City Saginaw Midland.
Planning a homecoming. Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Berger, and here's what's happening. 13 years after saying goodbye to the people of Oakland, the Raiders are about to say hello again.
Okay, we're going to go down I-75 now to the Martin Van Buren State Park.
The Highway Patrol says at least 10 people have died in traffic accidents on Ohio's highways over the Labor Day weekend, including a Macomb resident. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Bomer in the FIN News Center. I'll have this story after ABC News next on AM Stereo 1330 WFIN Findlay.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Catherine Cowdery.
Now, I have to be careful because, see, this WFIN is right in Fred's backyard, so I can just imagine what Fred's about to do. Yeah, I could tell. Okay, over to the home of rock and roll. Well, at least an easterly suburb of Cleveland.
Hello, music, good memories. AM 1330 WELW, Willoughby, Eastlake.
Hi, this is Denise DeFalla of News Center 8, and you're listening to Great Music with Bruce Totten on AM 1330 WELW.
You know, about 25 years ago, we recorded WELW, and we had to sort of piece a tape together, and I remember son John thinking that was one of his favorite pieces of tape. So, sorry, John, but we got an update on that station. Let's wrap up today's session down in Wellston, Ohio.
WKOV, WKOV-FM, Music Radio, 1330.
In Wellston, Jackson, MacArthur, and Oak Hill, it's 4 o'clock. CBS News, this is Mitchell Crow.
Well, that's about all we can squeeze in this month, I guess. Do you realize we have 71 IDs of stations broadcasting at 1330 on the dial? So we'll have to bring you another, 35 or so next month. Speaking of 35 or so, here once again is Jim Snowbarger.
Thank you, Mr. Balker, and thanks for dinner last month. I'm still full. Now, we were in Tampa for business and had a chance to chat with John. Also picked up some interesting observations about our beloved AM radio band as seen from Tampa that I thought I might like to share with you this month. Yeah, I know I lied, didn't I? I said last month we'd go to Western New York State courtesy of Tim Hendel's expert guidance, and we'll do that next month. I just changed my mind. We'll say it that way. Anyway, while I was down in Tampa, I told you I did have the opportunity to stand in the Golden John Bowker's studio, spare bedroom maybe, I guess you'd say, where he does the travelogues, and lay hands on that nice old RCA ribbon microphone he uses. He told me the number, but I can't recall it. But it looks like a cylinder, maybe 3 inches in diameter and about 7 or 8 inches tall. And John showed me he backs up about a foot away from that, so I'm going to go ahead and take the lead example here and see if that makes me sound anything at all like the big guy himself. Anyway, if you haven't met John, he's a very vibrant individual and a lot of fun, probably in his mid to late 60s, but his lovely wife, Linda, tells me that very often he acts like an 18-year-old. You know what she means by that? I know, don't ask, don't tell, right? Okay, back to business. DX
Audio. The National Radio Club and DX Audio Service make no warranties implied or expressed about the accuracy of information presented in the Bandscan columns. This is Earl Nightingale.
All right, let's do this Tampa thing before I get entirely carried away here. For those of you who are not really into your geography, I happen to have written down the latitude of Tampa. I thought it was kind of interesting. It's located on the west coast of Florida, right about 28 degrees of latitude, very close to that line, in fact. And to give you a couple of points of reference, New Orleans and Houston are about 30 degrees. San Antonio's down about the middle of the 29-degree block. Miami's down at 26 degrees of latitude. And those latitude lines are about roughly 70 miles apart. By the way, don't do that with longitude lines. They get rather close up at the poles. Well, anyway, let's get together and go up the dial and kind of see what we found. I didn't do every frequency. I sort of took the highlights, and you may want to do that as well when you do a scan to send this direction. Just show me what's interesting, and we'll see what we can pick out of it. And by the way, as usual, we're using our Sony ICF 2010 receiver all by itself. I noticed that I had terrible reception from the north. Don't know why that was. I stepped outside just to make sure the hotel wasn't imposing some sort of directionality on me, and I don't believe that it was. And I was there for 3 days in a row and had pretty much the same patterns, although it did vary some, I must admit. In fact, there were a couple of surprises. Here's what I heard from Tampa at night. Here's how WSM Nashville sounded on 650.
And right now in Nashville, wind from the west at 10, cloudy at 33, a few flurries around the area, yes. Wind chill index plus 20.
On 670, there's not a clue of WMAQ, but it's WWFE in Miami, 1 kilowatt by night. On 680, here's a surprise.
Through the 16th today, it was 73 mark, and we'll have much fun.
Friday. Now here's the exclusive KKYX for the radar forecast.
That's right, KKYX San Antonio, Texas, 10 kilowatts by night. 690 is WTIX New Orleans. They are U4, 5 kilowatts at night.
Except that we know that people on the West Bank evidently can't get in. And those who are getting in are probably from Metairie or from the East Bank or east of the Mississippi River.
700, I've got a slight bit of signal from WLW, and sometimes they're a little bit better than this, but never very strong. What you're hearing here is JBC Jamaica. WLW 710, if there's WOR in there, you couldn't prove it by me, but I did identify WAQI in Miami, their 50 kilowatt U4 signal by night. Talking Spanish. Here's 710 in the daytime. That, of course, is WAQI in Miami as well. 720, lots of Cuba, but a little bit of WGN underneath if you listen real careful. Seven 30, pretty good signal from XEX in Mexico City.
En este momento en la Ciudad de México seguimos con mucho gusto acompañándoles en Noches de Amor.
On 740, I did get KTRH in Houston pretty well one time, then they faded to obscurity, but I don't have a recording of that. 750, WSB in Atlanta, as you'd expect.
We're not allowed to protect ourselves as well as we possibly could, but if we once we get elected to the General Assembly, then we become much more important people.
760 had a local in Tampa, so we couldn't get a snip of JR at all, but 770 was junk. Listen to this. If WABC was sending Morse code, we might have heard them, but boy, I couldn't pick them out, could you? 780, here's a bit of WBBM from Chicago.
AFD Financial Services and Illinois Residential Mortgage License.
I'm Chris Kreidel for WBBM CBS Computer, Channel 2 Computer, and the big winner of the Illinois Tonight Podcast.
Now, on 820, there's a local in Tampa, WRFA in Largo, Florida. Actually, it's U4, 50,000 watts a day and 1 kilowatt at night. But listen, you'll hear WBAP rather well underneath.
An all-natural homeopathic medicine that stimulates your body's natural healing process while giving temporary relief of symptoms. No side effects, all natural.
Here's 84 WHAS.
I want to make sure it's within my right to require that my child does some exercise. Back to the folks. Ed, you're on 84 WHAS.
There's a local on 860 doing a bit of splattering on 850, but 870 WWL came in fairly well.
North Carolina, WWL 870.
Yes, Jim.
How are you?
Pretty well. You rock.
Whereabouts in Carolina?
Camp Lejeune.
Oh, God bless you.
On 880, there's a bit of WCBS in there. That other station on 880 was from Cuba. They're also on 890. If you listen to this bit of 890, we'll move back and forth from 890 to 880, and you'll hear that the Cuba station is a little stronger on 880. I didn't hear any WLS in there at all. Did you hear that tone on 890? In the background, that's the Algeria station I've been talking about for several months. We get that out here in Iowa fairly well. 900, pretty good signal from XEW in Mexico City.
Procuración, administración de justicia y redactación social. A nosotros nos toca fundamentalmente la procuración de la justicia y tratamos de tener...
On impulse, I skipped to 940, and here's WINZ in Miami, 50 kilowatt, recorded during the day. By night, there's Spanish on that frequency, and I don't know if that's INZ or not. I didn't check with our local expert, so who can say? I jumped to, of course, WFLA is on 970 there. And by the way, Bob Lasseter is reported to be coming to WLA, the Mad Dog himself. You may remember him from LS in Chicago and from a station in Miami. 1025, the Turks and Caicos Islands station was fairly strong there.
Somebody said, that Holy Ghost power will tear up a church.
Right at the end there, I moved down to 1020 just to show you that there's no sign of KDKA down there at all. I was disappointed. I couldn't even check on my local 1040 WHO because there's a local in Tampa simulcasting an FM. Does a lot of good, 420 watts at night, but not a chance at HO. 1060, I thought I'd get Philadelphia, but all I got was WLNO in New Orleans, U4, 5 kilowatts at night. On 1060, I got no trace of KYW at all, but on 1070, here's one thing that happened. That, of course, being WAPI in Birmingham, Alabama, U2, directional by night, 10 kilowatts. And I think they just got an increase to 10 kilowatts, as a matter of fact. I think they were 5 for quite a long time there. Here's a surprise on 1070. This really happened. Isn't that amazing? I was blown away. 1080 KRLD from Dallas.
Now, once again, Texas, USA, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
1090, of course, KAAY in Little Rock.
But you'll get up and say simply his body was stolen. Well,
listen to this bit of junk off 1100. You'll conclude 3WE had no chance. 1110 WBT from Charlotte sounded like this down in Tampa.
We'll look forward to hearing from you.
WBT's Home Improvement Show is brought to you each week by Amazing Siding and Home Depot.
KMOX makes it pretty well there on 1120 from St. Louis.
Degrees.
1130 was definitely KWKH from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Your key to winning them is a KWKH Country Club card. The cards are free and are available in our Country Club sponsors.
There are 50,000 watts directional at night. 1140, not a trace of WRVA. Here's 1170, KVOO in Tulsa. Listen to the amount of junk on 1180. Probably that big 100-kilowatt Radio Marti transmitter was in there somewhere, but I couldn't even distinguish anything, as a matter of fact. So, but then 1180 has become a real mess. Even out here in Iowa, it's just it sounds like a regional. Here was a surprise on 1190.
Welcome you to the party. Of course, guys, if you want to hear this, is the place to hear it right here at the Wall.
That, of course, being WOWO Fort Wayne, Indiana, a station that was in the news recently, having been bought out by a New York City station and forced to drop their 50-kilowatt nighttime power down to 9,800 watts. I don't know. They must not have switched yet. 1200 WOAI from San Antonio made it in fairly well.
Antonio, when you want to know, now.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young in election headquarters. It's Bob Dole's night.
Now, see, you know that WOAI made it there, KRLD made it there, so WBAP has to make it into Tampa fairly well. So why they put a station on? Oh, boy, soapbox. 1210.
That's Sports International, who is shipped off the system. I mean, it's an outstanding experience for work on. You know, everybody's went there, including myself.
Charlie, you're in Ohio. We've got you with Merrill.
Yeah.
That really is WGMP from Philadelphia. How the heck do they write? That must be that conditions are wandering on us a little bit here. Let's take a hop. Wow, that was fun. All right, 1500 WTOP from Washington, D.C., making it down there.
The Washington Business Journal, Jeff Bezos, is bringing us 1500 WTOP. It happens every spring.
1510 WLAC from Nashville. Skip to 1530 WSAI from Cincinnati. Comes in fairly well there.
It's wise to see your doctor for a regular checkup.
The station on 1540 here is from the Bahamas. And, of course, last but not least, 1610 has a beacon from the Tampa International Airport. All right, there you go. That's the view from Tampa by night. Isn't that weird? Hard to get anything at all from up north. I found that strange. Anyway, we'll be traveling around from time to time and keep our radios on. And, you know, we're also looking for additional input to the column, so maybe you can be of help. And as you can see, it's a lot easier than you might think. Just record some highlights and send them to me. I'm Jim Snowbarger, S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R, and I accept mail at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. And if you want to contact via internet, it's jlsnow at fcseng.frco.com. Next month, we'll go to Western New York State with Tim Hendel, and that's a promise. We'll see you then.
Thanks, Jim, and more of the DX Audio Service on Side 2.